I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
From the campus of Yale University, this is Business Talk with Jim Campbell, nationally syndicated across the country on the Biz Talk Radio Network and coming to you from our flagship stations, Yale Radio WYBC and 1490 AM WGCH Greenwich. All talk and all business, 60 minutes of radio with leading figures from the world of business along with the business of politics and sports. A senior political columnist writes a love story to his son and unburdens himself of the burdens of parental expectations. A son with Asperger's syndrome on the autism spectrum. And then we talk with the founder of Autism Speaks, who was also the former CEO of NBC. We'll top everything off with a little politics. And that's all today on a special Father's Day edition of Business Talk with Jim Campbell. Ron Fournier is senior political columnist for the Atlantic Magazine and the National Journal. He began his reporting career in Arkansas, covering Governor Bill Clinton. He's also covered the presidencies of Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama. The new book moves outside the political realm to a more personal one, Love That Boy, What Two Presidents, Eight Road Trips, and My Son Taught Me About Parents' Expectations. That's a big mouthful. Welcome, Ron.
Thanks for having me. Happy Grandfather's Day.
Thank you very much. We just became a first grandfather, so it's very exciting. I guess why don't we just start off with an obvious, what exactly is Asperger's and what is the story behind Love That Boy as a title?
Well, first, thanks for having me on. And again, happy Father's Day and to you, Grandfather's Day. Asperger's syndrome is on what they call the high end of the high-functioning autism. It's basically the social graces that were born into most of us, the ability to look people in the eyes and have a conversation and modulate your voice and understand how somebody is responding to you, to be able to play off of somebody. For us, that's natural. For people with Asperger's syndrome, mainly young boys, it's totally unnatural. They have to learn it. The good thing is these young men and women are blessed with unusual intelligence. They're very blunt and literal. Therefore, like my son Tyler, he can't lie if he tried, which is a great thing to have in your home if you cover politics for a living, as a young man who can't lie.
You know, it's funny. After reading, you get to know Tyler through the book, and I said, you know, this guy's got Trump-like impulsivity, but he's honest.
Yeah, you know, I never thought of it. That is the irony here. He does speak right from the heart. In very declarative, blunt statements, like Donald Trump. You know exactly where Tyler stands, but you know, unlike Donald Trump, who can tell three lies in two sentences, Tyler, like I said, is just incapable of being duplicitous. They're just, these guys and gals just aren't wired that way.
What does Tyler think of the book? And also begin to describe, your wife selflessly builds this sort of ecosystem of opportunities for you guys to bond.
Yeah, I'll give you the origin story. We walked out of the doctor's office where he was diagnosed at age 12, a diagnosis that actually didn't go very well because the doctor had given us the list of symptoms of autism, which we didn't know anything about. We'd never had heard of Asperger's syndrome. And one of the things she said was that Tyler is awkward and has poor hand-eye coordination, which is a symptom of autism. And I said, well, doctor, is that why he's no good at sports? And she kind of shot Lori, my wife, Lori's the hero of the book, Tyler's the star, kind of shoots her kind of a knowing, disappointing glance and says, well, yeah, Ron, that's probably why he's not good at sports. It's also why he doesn't like sports. which I realized right then, you know, I just turned his diagnosis for autism into a scouting report, which was emblematic of how I had raised him for his first 12 years through trying him to be like me. My dad and I had a great relationship through sports, kind of a field of dreams cliche, and I thought my son, the only way I could connect with him was through sports. Well, my wife had a different idea. We walked out of the doctor's office, and when you meet my wife, you see she's got these beautiful blue eyes, and this day they were puddled with tears, and she says, you got to step up to me. You got to step up and spend more time with Tyler, and you got to step up and get him outside of the basement, outside of the home, and out into the world. Because these things that for his first 12 years that we thought were unnatural or are uncomfortable, things like shaking hands and looking people in the eyes, we now just learned are unnatural for him. He's not wired to do them. He's got to learn them. So we get in the car, and it's a 10-minute drive home. And before we get home, she literally comes up with the idea that what we're going to do specifically is spend a year on the road together, going to presidential sites and presidential museums and historical sites and their former homes, because Tyler's fixation, his obsession at the time and even now, was history. And the presidency is what kept me away from the family. We have three kids. Tyler's the youngest. So off we went. Lori called them road trips, and I right away started calling them guilt trips.
You talk about a parent's love being unconditional, but a parent's satisfaction comes with caveats.
Yeah.
A lot of this was sort of a guilt trip on your own. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, look, we all love our kids desperately, and because of the really complicated, scary times we're raising our kids, and because of the baggage we bring with us into parenthood, a job that none of us is prepared for, we impose all kinds of expectations on our kids. We want them to be normal, not defective, not have a special needs. And I put air quotes around defective. We want them to be popular. We want them to be brilliant. We want them to be a superstars at sports or ballet or something. We want them to go to a great college and marry the right person and have a great job. Well, all these expectations that come out of love, if we're not careful, repeat the mistakes I made, which is not just shaping my son, but I was misshaping him. I was trying to turn him into something that he couldn't be and shouldn't be, and I was sucking all the joy out of being a dad because I was anxious all the time and pressing him all the time. Instead of helping him find his passion, I was imposing my dreams on him.
The fact that there's genius-level components of this, typical genius-level components, and what is the hard stuff that they can't do, some of what you've talked about?
Yeah, well, first of all, Tyler's IQ literally is 20 or 30 points more than his father and even more than his mom, who's brilliant in her own way. Just literally just blessed with a high IQ. An extreme attention to detail on things that he is focused on, that he likes to do. Now, it's hard to get him interested. It's hard to get him to do something he's not interested in. But on the things that he likes, man, he'll bore right down. Extremely loyal, extremely loving, extremely, like I said, guileless. And the interesting thing is there's a lot of jobs out in the world right now that are being filled by neurotypical people that really don't have the skills set that a autism person would bring to them and would be better suited for. And that's something that I would like to do in the next chapter of my life is to start connecting up these unique skills, brilliance and loyalty and attention to detail, with jobs that really need those skill sets. Now, the problem is what they're not good at, what Tyler isn't good at, is functioning in a neurotypical environment of being social. He has a hard time in meetings and knowing when to speak up and when to keep his voice down and when to speak up and when to joke and when not to joke, and has a hard time reading people. And you don't realize how hard it is to do those things unnaturally. Until you watch a guy like my son, you know, some of the bravest, hardest work I've seen in my life is him just having a conversation with a stranger. And you'll see in the book, he actually sits down and have a conversation with Bill Clinton and George Bush. The hardest, most bravest work I'll ever see in my life.
And you really get the sense from the book that, I mean, you were a sports fanatic and you wanted to be that,
yeah,
and he didn't. And just it really rips your heart. I was afraid you wouldn't like me as much, Dad, if I told you that hate sports.
You're going to make me tell that story? Look, I was not one of those dads that pushed his kids into sports because I wanted him to succeed where I didn't, or because we needed a scholarship, or like some dads did. I wanted him to do it because it was the only way I knew to connect with him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a lazy thing. I didn't try to find another way. So here we are. He's 12 years old, and one of the trips we took was to the Gerald Ford Library in Grand Rapids, my hometown, and my father was living there at the time. My father, who was a jock, and the two of us had a great relationship over sports, basically just over sports. Matter of fact, on his deathbed, we were talking about the great Gordie Howe. And we're standing in front of a showcase in dedication to Ford's incredible athletic career. And I'm explaining to my dad why I thought I let him down because I didn't play football in high school, that I did cross country instead. And my dad finally interrupts me and he says, "Hey, I didn't have a problem that you didn't play football. You're not me." And then he looks at my son and he says, "You know, and he's not you." So on the way home, I think, man, you know, I got to do something about this. So I talk to Lori and she says, "Well, why don't you cut Tyler a deal? If you will do an extracurricular activity and he will do some exercise a couple days a week, tell him he doesn't have to play sports," because that was the reason, the justifiable reasons to have your kid playing sports, to get exercise and to be socially involved, be part of a team.
Mm-hmm.
So I cut Tyler this deal. I say, "Hey, how about you don't have to play sports anymore if you do these two things?" And he says, "You got a deal." He shakes my hand, and then he's real quiet. And finally I said, what's the matter, bud? And he says, I was afraid that if I didn't play sports, you wouldn't love me.
You're listening to Business Talk with Jim Campbell. Over the Biz Talk Radio Network, 350 stations around the country. Go to biztalkradio.com, find the station closest to you. Listen over the Internet, access our archive of podcasts. Next, Tyler's going to meet some presidents.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Our guest, Tyler Fournier's dad. We're going to talk about meeting some presidents, which is Clinton and George W. Bush. Maybe take us through George W. Bush first. And we didn't get to where that boy came from, but you can link it, obviously, to this.
Yeah, about 9 years before he was diagnosed and before we did the road trips, which included a visit with former President Bush, I was leaving the White House beat in 2003 to cover George Bush's reelection. And a tradition that goes way back is that presidents have a departing correspondent bring in their family as kind of a thank you to the family. So in we walk, my wife and two daughters and their baby brother Tyler, and Tyler's five, and he starts tearing the Oval Office up, just running around and talking on and on real quick about Barney the dog and telling Bush things about his own dog that I'm sure Bush didn't know, and then starts talking about Fala the dog, Roosevelt's dog. And I'm feeling anxious, and I'm worried that he's wasting the president's time, and he's embarrassing me. And Bush, who's very intuitive in a room, knew, I think, what I was going through and that I was feeling anxious about my son. And as they're walking out, he grabs me by the hand and looks me right in the eyes, and he says, "Love that boy." And at the time, if you'd asked me, I would have thought, you know, what a nice thing to say. He's telling me to love my son despite the fact that he's quirky and that he's acting out. And again, I didn't know what his condition was yet, but he was certainly being really quirky in the room. And it wasn't until 9 years later when he gets diagnosed, and I take these trips with him, and I talk to a bunch of other parents, and I talk to a bunch of child psychologists and child development experts to write this book, that I realized, no, that's not the lesson here. It's not to love my boy despite his quirkiness. It's not for all of us to love our kids despite what makes them different. It's to love them because of what makes them different. Because what makes Tyler different is what makes him so incredibly special, like we're talking about earlier. So it was a great lesson in fatherhood that he gave me.
In fact, we'll jump back and forth because I wanted to. Clinton, I find very interesting too, in that, and you see in the book that his knowledge is almost Asperger's like, and you've got Tyler, and they sort of went at it.
This was a big surprise. I found in Tyler met with Bush and Clinton 8 days apart, and I was surprised that Bush was a lot more empathetic than Clinton.
Yeah.
You know, Clinton is renowned for feeling the nation's pain, but it was Bush who felt Tyler's pain. And Clinton, the way he connected with Tyler was in a way that I never would have expected. He sat down with Tyler, gave him a couple of wonderful gifts, could not have been more gracious. And then he goes on for 45-minute dialogue about Teddy Roosevelt, because he knew Tyler's favorite president was Teddy Roosevelt, and it's Clinton's favorite president. But he's comparing himself to TR and our times to TR and TR's times, and I'm taking notes. I'm fascinated by it. It's typical brilliant Bill Clinton stuff. But Tyler is bored. Tyler wants to talk. He's a teenage boy. He's an Aspie. He wants to talk, you know. And Clinton didn't get it. So I actually wrote down in my notebook, I'm thinking, my God, Bill Clinton, of all people, is missing social clues, and he's fixated on a topic just like my son. So I wrote down in my notebook, is Bill Clinton an Aspie? Now, of course, Bill Clinton doesn't have Asperger's, but I realized then that if Bill Clinton, the most social animal of our time, if he can have rough edges socially, why am I so worried about my son? And sure enough, on the way out, I asked Tyler, I said, what'd you think, buddy? you know, Bill Clinton, and he says, and Clinton was just a few steps ahead of us, so he kind of whispers it to me. He says, well, you know, he likes talking a lot about himself and his stuff, which is exactly how I would describe Tyler. And I said,
exactly.
Like you, buddy? Yeah. And Tyler says, yeah, like me. So Clinton actually kind of connected with him on a almost a weirdly wired to weirdly wired person. It's really cool.
And it's, this blew me away in terms of coincidental moments. I think you say that you interviewed Clinton right after the Paula Jones incident would have happened on that day in the hotel. Is that right?
No, I didn't realize it at the time, obviously.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
But literally, yeah, because I went back and double-checked the article that I wrote that day. Clinton came down from a holding room that he had in the hotel, which wasn't unusual. Any public official at this hotel would have a holding room to, you know, meet dignitaries and that kind of thing. I didn't know what Bill Clinton was doing in it. And he comes out of it, and I walked him out to the state trooper sedan and it was asking him about rumors that he might run for president, and wrote up an article about the interview and his speech that he'd given to the Arkansas Industrial Development Commission about the global economy. And it wasn't until years later that I put two and two together and realized he had just walked out of the room with Paula Jones.
These guys are amazing, aren't they? How they just so compartmentalized.
Exactly. Well, now, you want to talk about compartmentalizing, though. When he brings my son up to do this gracious, wonderful thing on the sit-down with Tyler at the penthouse of his library, the whole western wall of his penthouse is windows. So we're looking west from the library into downtown Little Rock, and we're looking at all these, you know, we're kind of doing, the two of us are kind of reminiscing about, well, there's the old newspaper office that closed down, and Bill, and you used a governor as your first presidential campaign headquarters, and there's the office of your big donor, whose name escapes me as I'm speaking. And then I pointed to the hotel where the Paula Jones thing was done, and Clinton said something like, we're not going to talk about that.
Wow.
Like 20 years later, you know. Okay. And sure enough, we should have been talking about it. He was there to do a nice favor for my son, and again, could not have been more gracious. It was a wonderful thing he did.
Now, as we get to the bottom part of this segment, I think it's important to give you a chance to talk about the fact that the book is much more universally targeted than just a story about autism. Go ahead.
Thanks for making that point. It's a very universal story that focuses on the expectations that we have for our children, where they come from, and which are and how they affect our kids. So it's one part what I learned from my son with these road trips, as the title suggests. But the big part is, what are these expectations? And every chapter deals with one of them. We want them to be popular. We want them to be geniuses. We want them to be superstars. We want them to go to the right school. And in every chapter, I do the social science. For example, you really don't want your kids to be popular, and here's why. I bring in other parents. Most of them aren't with special needs kids, because, again, it's a universal message. And then I layer in our story. I layer in Tyler's story. So hopefully it's a very easy read that will give parents the permission to set aside their guilt and to acknowledge that they're not perfect, and neither are their kids, and to help parents find that fine line between pushing your kids and guiding them. How can you be more of a guide and less of a pusher?
Since Bob Wright's Autism Speaks will be at the end of the show, have you had relationship with Autism Speaks? And
yep.
I'll also say the sad case is that his grandchild is very low functioning.
Yeah, Autism Speaks is a wonderful organization that deals with the entire spectrum, from folks like Mr. Wright's grandchild, right?
Yes.
Who's you know, not very functional, to Tyler, who will probably live an independent life. We have a great relationship with them. Autism Speaks did a video of Tyler and I at the Cooper Union in New York, where Abe Lincoln basically started his presidential campaign. And I recommend you can find it on the Autism Speaks website. It's a wonderful interview that was shot by a young man who did not speak until he was 6 years old, an autistic young man. He did he operated one of the two cameras and then edited the video, and you'll see what an amazing talent this young man is. And more importantly, you see, not more importantly, but to me more importantly, what a wonderful, funny, engaging, charming, charismatic young man that I have. And it took my wife kicking me in my butt to realize what a gift I had.
That's a good way to end it. And he's a comedian as well.
He's a funny boy.
George
sure
W.
is.
Bush noticed that. I guess on the YouTubes, can you just Google Tyler Fournier, because I've watched a couple of the
yep.
YouTubes, and they really do get you right in the heart.
Yeah, you can find it on Autism Speaks, or go to YouTube and put in Fournier, which is how you spell my name, and Love That Boy, and the video will pop up from Autism Speaks. It is really cool. I recommend it.
And the book is Love That Boy, What Two Presidents, Eight Road Trips, and My Son Taught Me About Parents' Expectations. We're going to move to politics when we get right back.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV. Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And we're back with political commentator for the Atlantic Magazine, Ron Fournier. We obviously couldn't let him go in this incredible election year without picking his brains. Is Tyler focusing on it, by the way?
Very much. He can't stand Donald Trump. And my guess is...
See, the kid's brilliant.
Exactly. But yeah, he's not deep into it, but enough and it's not influenced by me. He just can't stand...
What bothers him about Trump?
Again, these guys are very literal and honest, and I think he sees in Donald Trump somebody who, even more than Hillary Clinton, really just plays with the truth.
Is this year that's being called the revolution, have we moved to the ultimate reality show? Is that why Trump is selling?
That's part of it. It's this era of celebrity, but I think it's bigger and more dynamic than even that. We're moving into an era of intense populism when people are being forced to change in dramatic ways because of a completely new economic structure and a completely new technological structure and a completely new demographic structure and a new kind of warfare. So we're being forced to change in dramatic ways, and our institutions aren't changing with us. They're not adapting. So we're losing faith in all of our institutions. And it's the institutions that separate an anarchy from a society. And the one that is changing the least, adapting the least, is politics and government.
Interesting.
So we are realizing we're madder than hell, and we're not going to take it anymore. And we're slowly starting to realize as individual people that we've never had more power since the beginning of humanity than we do now, that because of radical connectivity of the Internet, that we can affect change unlike any past populace could. So just imagine Huey Long or Father Coughlin back in the 20s. What if they had Twitter? From the week Donald Trump got in, I wrote that he was a combed-over reflection of an angry America, and that whether he lasted 1 week, 1 month, or one term as president, that the real story here isn't Trump. It's the anger and resentment and disconnection that is fueling him, and on the far left, Bernie Sanders. And across the spectrum, people are looking for dramatic change and aren't happy with either party.
And I think it's totally justified. It's just unfortunate.
Completely justified.
Unfortunate that the personification right of it is really a con man.
He is a con man, but you know what? Whether he wins or loses, the people who are angry for justifiable reasons, they're not going to be satiated. They're going to get more angry. Hillary Clinton's not going to reform the government and campaigning the way that Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump's and everybody in the middle wants it changed. So the next cycle, people are going to get even angrier and are going to have even more power. And the cycle after that, people are going to get even angrier and with even exponentially more power. So we're in for several cycles of incredible disruption that I think will make this cycle look like tiddlywinks.
Is there a populist figure out there that would fit this?
Yes.
Or
I can't tell you who he or she is, but it could be somebody. We're in for a big period of change, and it could be the coming out of it could be a really negative American Mussolini. Our experiment could be ending. Or it could be a more positive change agent. Wow. That is our version of a Teddy Roosevelt. Mm-hmm. Now, I like to joke when I give speeches that I don't know her name, but the next great president is 33-year-old Latina in Silicon Valley who's making a lot of money doing a lot of good. She's a social entrepreneur. She's one of these millennials who's banding together with other millennials and really doing some great things on the fringes of politics and government.
Right. It's not part of the political class.
Exactly. And that's the political system is going to be reformed from the outside in, not the inside out like it has in the past, if it gets reformed. But until it gets reformed, people are going to get madder and madder. And, you know, I see some really ugly things coming.
Interesting. How much can we assess the media for allowing the degradation of this year? I mean, allowing debates that you wouldn't allow your fifth grader to have.
Oh, a lot. The media is an institution that has been disrupted incredibly so. While politics hasn't changed, the media has changed, but in a way that has been negative. There are no gatekeepers, which, you know, in a way that's a good thing, that there's not just a few of us who control what you hear. But now everything gets out. There's no common set of facts. So that's the downside of the democratization of the media. There's a third fewer reporters than there were just 10 years ago. And a higher percentage of the two-thirds that are left are now partisan reporters than ever, than any time since the 1890s. And as you know, up until about 1890, 1900, all organizations were like Fox News or MSNBC. They were all owned by the parties. So you don't really have many reporters who, like myself, at least try to throw flags on every side of the field and mm-hmm. with no fear or favor. So we've completely lost, for all those reasons and many more. And another one is that both parties do whatever they can to demean the media's credibility, that if you write a story about negative against the Democrats, they dump on us, and the Republicans dump on us when we write a negative story about them. So they're hurting the media's credibility. So for reasons we deserve and reasons we don't, people don't trust us. We're less trusted than Congress, and Congress is less trusted than lice, according to a poll I saw recently. And that's a scary thing, because if we don't have a common set of facts and we don't have referees that people trust, our political leaders who are being pulled to the extremes can get away with a lot. And right now we see both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. It's part of the reason why these two very flawed candidates have been able to emerge, because there's not an arbiter of the truth that people trust.
And that arbiter of the truth and whether the voters should be blamed for gullibility or whatever, but when Trump says that he's going to basically eliminate the debt in 10 years while reducing revenues by $11 trillion, while increasing the military, while not cutting entitlements, why isn't anybody called on that?
Well, no, I mean, you just did. I've written that story several times. And you know what? I know a lot of these Trump supporters. I spent all last summer in my hometown of Michigan. I'm up there every 6 weeks, surrounded by Trump supporters. They know the joke, too. They know that the numbers don't add up. But you know what they tell me? Yeah, he's a liar, but he's sure sticking it to you guys in the media. Yeah, he's crazy, but he's sure ticking off the Republicans. Yeah, he's crazy, but he can't be worse than we have now. So I start calling them crazy butts.
What's his path to victory?
It's hard to see. He would have to completely change the makeup of the electorate. A lot of people who haven't voted in the past, mainly white people who haven't voted in the past, white males, would have to come out. The problem is, despite what he says, the facts are that in the primaries, there's been a lot of people who have voted for the first time in the Republican primaries, but almost all of them generally vote in general elections. So far, he hasn't changed the makeup of the vote. So right now, if things stay the way they are, the math, there's absolutely no way he can become president under the current electoral makeup. When you have 93% of African Americans having a negative approval of him, and 80% of Hispanics having a negative approval of him, and even 53% of low-income whites having a negative approval, there's no way the math adds up.
And does that mean that Hillary has to be indicted or something?
It means he's got to somehow, and again, I can't predict the future, change the electorate, get a lot of people to come out, mainly white people, without galvanizing more the turnout of minorities. He's got to do that. Or, like you say, God interceding, or the FBI interceding on Hillary Clinton's behalf. So I would never say never, because we don't know what's going to happen, and 6 months is a long time in politics. But if the election were held today, he would lose probably 40, 45 states.
If we agree, or you say that Hillary's not a transformative type president,
no.
And does that mean that in the arsonist setting the fire, that Trump might actually help the revolution if he got in office?
I don't think so, because what's going to happen, he'll get in the office and he won't get anything done.
Nothing done.
And people will get even madder, because they'll see, okay, they've been taken again. So until one or two things happen, we have a negative, somebody who exploits us to the fact that they take us down the drain, and again, just to shorthand it, I call it America's Mussolini, take us to that extreme, or until somebody positively, a positive force, steps in and begins the reformation of our political process, our version of a Teddy Roosevelt. Until one of those two things happen, we're just going to continue getting madder and madder and having weirder and weirder elections. I really think this election will look quaint compared to four and 8 years
that's
from
now. That's a scary thought. Should the GOP leadership, who all knows what's going on, should they have more moral courage?
Yeah. How can you endorse somebody but say you're not going to vote for them? How can you endorse somebody who you say has taken a racist stance and a sexist stance and is taking a position, for example, on the Muslim ban that you yourself say publicly is hurts our fight against terrorism and actually aids and abets ISIS? You know, John McCain today echoed Donald Trump in saying that President Obama is directly responsible for the shootings in Orlando. I'm sorry, not today. It was earlier this week. How can John McCain doesn't believe that? He wouldn't say that except that he's up for re-election this year.
Yeah.
So they're showing absolutely no courage. And oh, by the way, without making an equivalence, Democrats who have let Hillary Clinton get away with undermining the FOI and legislative oversight and historical records and the protection of our secrets, and let her lie about it for 6 or 8 months, they're not showing much courage either.
Thanks to Ron Fournier. That was an honest interview. Very insightful, too. Populism coming our way. Love that boy. What two presidents, a road trip, and my son taught me about a parent's expectations. Harmony Books publisher. You've been listening to Business Talk with Jim Campbell. In our last national segment, again, the founder and former CEO of Autism speaks to us. That's Bob Wright. Thank you, Ron.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything.
editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And we're back. Our guest, former NBC CEO Bob Wright. Bob, you had all these unbelievable jobs, legendary at GE, NBC, Cox, et cetera, and now you formed Autism Speaks. Do you feel all of that led up to this? Is this a life mission now, or another just transformational part of your management skills?
This was not a job that I was looking for. And yeah. My wife and I were shocked when my grandson was diagnosed with autism, and he lost all of his faculties, all of his communication faculties in a period of a few months. And he also picked up a lot of medical issues and GI problems and all kinds of things. The poor little guy was just, we thought he was a star little boy, and all of a sudden he's just kind of like lost everything. And that's what autism can do, and that's what it does to families. And when we started to go around the country to understand autism better, we would find these families that were all broke because they had no insurance coverage. Their insurance, they all worked, but the insurance, they had no insurance coverage for autism. And there's occupational training, speech training, behavioral training, and they might have had a little bit of occupational, a little bit of speech, but they were running up huge debt. The problem with autism is one of the parents has to quit work and stay home. So you're losing half your income, or you're losing whatever portion of it.
Tell us what the prevalence is of autism, what direction that's going in. And doctors wouldn't even mention the term when you guys first found out.
No, it was always like taboo. See, it's a spectrum disorder. Every person with autism is different. There are different autisms, but they've never been clearly broken out. We're trying to do that now by doing whole genome sequencing, and we will. But it was very difficult to get focus on it and organize these parents, and that's what we did. We decided we'd try to create an organization that would basically roll up a lot of parent groups to make a real difference. And Bernie Marcus called me up one day on my way to Greece for the 1994 Olympics. And he said, I've got to come up and talk to you. I've been involved with autism for a number of years. I spent a lot of money on it, and I'm not getting anywhere. There's no recognition. We have to get the awareness of it. He said, if you'll go in that direction, I will put up $25 million. Well, it was originally much smaller, but that's what we ended up through negotiation. And I did, and I brought some people in, and we all put money up. We started out, and we were flush to do things, and we acquired a number of different groups, and we also acquired their liabilities, which were mostly grants that needed to get paid, and we covered every one of those grants, and that's how we established it.
Talk a little bit about the mission of Autism Speaks and how the sort of the chief passion officer, your wife, and you worked together and built this.
Well, Suzanne was critical. She has the passion, and she has the empathy, and she was the one that would give a lot of speeches. She single-handedly got the UN involved with autism, got the United Nations and got the World Health Organization and got a day for autism. And actually, she did it through the Middle East. She did it through the Arab community with Qatar being our leading supporter. Very unlikely. You would think it would be the U.S. You'd think it would be Europe. They're the two most difficult to deal with on that subject. So it, and we've got Bangladesh in Southeast Asia. She did all of that. She was the leader for all of that. And Light Up the Blue, this big campaign that we've done, she had over 20,000 buildings just this during the course of this month. This is Autism Awareness Month. And we did the Ad Council programs with BBDNO, and that they provided all of the creative at their expense, and we just did the actual out-of-pocket cost. But it is those campaigns are among the very strongest campaigns that the Ad Council has in its in 70 years.
In fact, I guess part of the reason that U.S. politicians don't get too close is the genetic or environmental split, which actually even split your family, right?
Well, it's that was a lot of that was the question of vaccines.
Yeah.
You know, there's we have determined that about half of autism can go to a genetic reasons, and the other half is environmental. And people say, oh, how are you going to deal with that? I said, well, most cancer is like 80-90% environmental. They don't know what causes cancer. You know, and people have no clue about that. And I have cancer. So, and my wife now has cancer, so they don't have any clue about that. They've been with cancer for 70 years, and they still don't know what causes it. They don't have cures for something like pancreatic. So this issue about, gee, we don't want to help autism because you don't know how it's caused and you don't know how to cure it is ridiculous when you compare it to other diseases like diabetes and other, which the same things, they don't know.
Part of the reason everybody's so frustrated with Washington. Now, once again, you brought advanced technology, even ahead of everything on the genome sequencing for autism. Talk about that with Google.
We couldn't get the NIH to do whole genome sequencing, and we said the problem with autism, we don't have enough really basic science, and there's nothing more basic than a whole genome sequencing. That's what you've got to do. You get that started, you can work your way up. And we formed a relationship with an outstanding scientist in Canada, Stephen Scherer, and he was supported by the province of Ontario and the federal government and a lot of people in Autism Speaks Canada that put up a lot of money to help his – he's got a spectacular genomic laboratory. He's one part of it. We're the other part of it, and Google is the third part of it. So we all put up time and effort and money, and we have sequenced over 7,000 whole genomes, all of them coming from families involved with autism. And we have a scientific portal up that is open now. We have over 100 scientists from around the world. It's open to any legitimate scientist. They can use the material. They don't owe us any money. There's no sharing. It's not like there's no overhead coverage that they're paying. If they derive something that makes money, they get to keep it. And we also have about 40 institutions around the world that are involved in it. They have access to the portal, and Google manages the portal. They manage the amount of data is incredible. It's incredible how much data you get when you do this. So, and that's, we thought other disease groups would come along and follow, and they don't seem to be able to raise enough money to do it, and it's really disappointing because that's where, this is what personalized medicine is all about.
Tremendous effort, and again, you built this from scratch, transformation, fighting a lot of stuff. As our last few seconds, how would you summarize the Bob Wright formula for success?
Well, I think I have to have vision. You have to have big vision, and you have to recognize how hard it is going to be to accomplish it, and then you have to get really good people helping you, really good people working with you.
Thanks to Bob Wright. A great hour. We wish Suzanne Godspeed as well in her battle. The book, The Right Stuff, From NBC to Autism Speaks, co-authored by Diane Myrmigas, published by Rosetta Books. Thanks to our national audience for listening. Thanks to Bob Wright for a great interview. We'll see everybody next Sunday on Business Talk with Jim Campbell.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.